Blog Talk Radio.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
Because there's other underlying
circumstances in regards to that release, but I'm not going to get involved in that on this program. I do notice that Reverend Arizona E. Harding has just signed in. So with that, I'm going to be bringing Reverend Arizona E. Harding on right now. Reverend Arizona Harding, you there, sir?
Hello, Quentin.
Yeah, you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I want to apologize. Circumstances brought me to being on the road again today, and I'm headed back to my home. I kind of caught bits and pieces about Pastor Saeed Abedini. I want to say just briefly that, you know, praise God for his release. Thank God for his release and the three other gentlemen that were released this morning. I got word through a individual, and then I actually got an email that stated that he had indeed been, in fact, released. That's a praise in itself, and it's a way for us to be thankful. And with his being released, I'm sure that Pastor Abedini will be have a wonderful and a very in-depth testimony, as he basically has been treated like Paul. And we all know that Paul was imprisoned repeatedly, as were a couple of the other disciples. But Paul was one who was locked down, and he led a king and his queen to know God. So let's start off today, and as I'm driving, if you would bow your heads and we'll pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the release of Pastor Saeed and the three other gentlemen. Thank you, Lord. We know that your hand was in this. We know that you have the ultimate say and the perfect timing in all your will. I'm also going to ask, Lord, that you, being our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That thy kingdom come, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. With that short inner prayer of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said the ultimate prayer at that point, that we're to forgive each other as our Father has forgiven us. There may come a day, and maybe there won't, where men and women alike can again love each other and forgive each other for the wrongs that have been committed against us by forces that we have no idea of what we're dealing with, other than we know that they're evil and they're Satan, Lord. Lord, there's so many people out here today hurting and in trouble financially, physically, mentally, and emotionally, that need your help and are crying out in prayer. They're crying out for you to heal our country and to heal their needs. Their needs be met medically, financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, Lord. We also know, Lord, that you, again, answer our pleas at just the right time, at your will. And your will be done in all things that we ask, and that your timing is perfect for us, Lord, because it's never wrong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I wanted to do the show today on the 15 biggest prophecies that were filled in 2015, and unfortunately I'm not home to be in front of the information that I need to discuss these things, and I've been trying to do things that on the research end of, that I've just been so inundated with so many things that it's just unreal. But as some of these things had come to pass, I will say that we have seen many, many things happen. And even with the 15 biggest ones, we also have the smaller ones. We've had things that have happened that we have seen individually with the Iran nuclear deal, the other issues of what has happened in our country. We've seen the economic problems that have come to pass. That, how can I say, you wonder what we're really going through today. We're seeing the end of age come up. We're watching the heavenlies open. We're watching God's signs come upon us. We've seen multiple travesties and catastrophic events occur. We've seen earthquakes. We've seen the, you know, the different weather patterns and the weather changes and the government, and it's all tied together. Everything happens for a reason. God's will. Now, I'm not saying that God is willing us to, and saying his will is that we be put through all these things, but it says in Scripture that we have to go through these things. We have to endure. And he who endures to the end will get the prize. With those issues, and we're seeing all this, I've had people ask me, why is God doing this? God is not doing this. God is allowing us. Us as a nation, we have turned away from God, and God's not happy. He just wants what back. He wants back what's rightfully his people. You know, if we could be offended, if we could all just try to live in peace and harmony, but that's not happening. Every day, each and every one of us out here are in the public, and we're in the public eye. Respect is gone. Empathy is gone. And I was just talking about this just earlier, not even 20 minutes ago, about the empathy and the compassion in the world today is dwindling. And everybody says, well, God is good, and Jesus loves us. Yes, Jesus loves us. And yes, God is great, and God is good, with a clause that says, if we are obedient and faithful to him. We all fall short, but by his mercy and his grace, we have what we have to deal with. And that is, we need to offer each other. We need to love each other in that manner, no matter how bad, how ugly we can get with one another. But praying for one another is the ultimate act of love that there is. And Jesus, that's what he was all about. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. You pray for him. Even at the time of war, for your enemy. Also, I want to talk a little bit about Burns, Oregon, and the refuge up there. I saw a video this morning from Blaine Cooper that was sent to me, and it seems that the government is going after, had tried to go after his children, and I find that very disturbing. I'm going to ask that each and every one of us pray for those gentlemen up there, the three percenters, the oath keepers that aren't there, but the three percenters that are there, the militia that's there, the patriots that are standing their ground, standing up for God and country and their Constitution, doing what's right. We have the right. We have the authority by God that if its laws are broken, we don't have to follow them. If the laws are against the laws of God, and man's law is so corrupt and tainted, we're to fall back on God's laws. And I pray for those FBI agents and those agents that are federally up there, that they also come to know that truth in God's word and in our foundation of our Constitution, formed and made by men who believed in God Almighty, that they find their way back to God and uphold their oath of office that they have sworn to take. Each and every veteran that's out here has taken that oath. Every law enforcement officer, every judge, every federal magistrate, firemen, mayors, everybody that takes an oath of office. They're to uphold the Constitution. And when they fail to uphold that Constitution by the authority of God, they're breaking not only man's laws, but they've broken their promise to God under that oath that they took for that office. We need to pray for those people as well. Pray for your enemy, and you pray for your neighbor, because that's what Jesus said to do. What good is a man if he can't give up his life for his friend? These gentlemen are putting their lives on the line, and these women are putting their lives on the line throughout the country. In Burns, Oregon. And then we have Iran, who took our sailors and our boats. And yeah, I despise the Islam faith. I believe that it's nothing more than a religion made from Satan himself, from a prophet who decided to make law himself. They are our enemy. They have made statements, and I have read a few statements from several clerics that were put out. One of the reasons that these people are so hypocritical and so damning of the United States is we are killing our own children. We are killing our children before they're even out of the womb. They are using this against us. They're using everything that we have founded our country on against us. So what do? Go back to the Crusades, and every time that we see them attack us, we attack them back. Do we take the offensive or the defensive? Do we sit back and let a tyrannical government also dictate to us? Many things in Scripture today, with what's going on in our world, is coming to pass in the Scriptures. Hosea, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, going back all the way to Psalms and Proverbs, going back all the way to the beginning of time, to the beginning of the creation of this earth, to the beginning in the creation of man, and the beginning in creation of our world as we know it today is now again going to transform. Just recently, I read an article on transhumanism, and then I watched a very lengthy documentary on it. Our government, with other governments combined, have came up with an ultimate human, transhuman type machine. Part man, part machine. Tied together. And we all saw this coming back years ago with the Bionic Man, and then we had the Terminator series, and then we had all these other things. The U.S. government, the United States Department of Army, has already, they've already got it. They've already got it. It's there. The actual Terminator is here. People have seen it. People have videoed it. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's one of the most wickedest things I've ever saw. All ran by a human. It's coming to that, folks. We knew it was coming, and, well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but everything that Hollywood seems to put out from 10, 15, or 20 years ago is now coming to pass. Gee, what do they know that we don't know? Well, it's like this. We've also seen the movies, you know, The Last Chance, movies on the Antichrist and et cetera, and how everything's going to just transform into this big, wonderful one world government, one world religion, currency, and et cetera. And it's coming to pass as we see it. People now are actually, and they are receiving the RFID chip in several different states now, and they are also receiving the chip across several countries. I believe Denmark and Sweden are the two. With this type of technology and the things that are going on, you would wonder, okay, where is this going? we know where it's going. If you're a Christian person and you don't know what's going on, my gosh, get your heads out of the sand and wash your face and open your eyes and clean out your ears, because it's here. It's all here. I asked last week's radio broadcast, I asked that we have a American Day of Prayer. And I've asked that January 30th and 31st that you please stay off of Facebook and Twitter. In fact, I would even encourage you to stay off the internet for that 24-hour period. Fast and pray to the God above that has his hands around all of us and who loves us. And then we cry out and pray that our country be restored. That God intervene and interject and send his Son or his Holy Spirit to shake this world back to its original foundations that it was made on. That this country turn back and repent to God fully. Because, folks, God's the only one that can stop this. And he's already said that if we repented, he would again bless our land. We have forgotten a lot of things that God has given us the authority to do, such as we can cast out Satan with just 3, 4, 5 simple words. Satan, get behind me. I command it in Jesus' name. But none of us, or some of us, don't want to use the authority that God's given us. He's given us the authority where 2 or more are gathered together in my name. I will hear your pleas if you answer it in my name and go to the Father. And we forget that too. We also forget that praying and thanking God for everything we have, from our meals to getting up in the morning. We take a lot of things for granted. But yet, we're all in our little own bubble. We're all in our own little world, thinking that nothing's going to happen, that it'll be taken care of. Yeah, it is being taken care of. The devil has come down unto the earth, to the inhabitants, earth and sea. We're there. Things are transpiring and going on so quickly that it's unreal. We're seeing a converging of signs. Many signs, and I spoke on this 3 years ago, many, many signs have converged, and they're still converging. Watching the stock markets drop back and forth across the world. We're going to see something happen. I think we are. I think we're going to come to a point where America is going to be transformed, where America is not going to be America anymore. We've allowed an evil entity within our home, America, where lawlessness reigns, where evil is good and good is evil. Woe unto them. Understand, people. I said God is great, and he is. I said God is good, and he is. God is a jealous God, and he has revenge. And he has wrath, and he has anger. And we fail to understand that. We fail to see it, and we fail to know that God has still that too, just as we do. Remember, we were formed in the image of God. So if we get angry, God cries, we can cry. God give us all the basic feelings that he has. He gave us all the compassion and love in the world that he has. He also gave us all the hate, too, that comes along with that. He gave us the feelings and the emotions of anger, empathy, passion, happiness, sad, joyful, humility. Where are they today? Today we see anger, we see hatred, we see despisement, we see tyranny, we see control, we see wickedness, evil, and sin throughout our country and in each city and wherever we go because somebody's offended you prayed for your meal at a restaurant. Or somebody's offended because you talk about Jesus or you talk about God. Somebody's offended because you don't accept the lifestyle that they chose to live and they chose to still deny God. Pray. Do as God did. We got an open line to God, people. We have an open line, and pretty soon that open line is going to close. It's going to be cut off because you haven't paid your bill. There'll come a day when men will seek death and they will try to take their lives and death will flee them because time is coming when the Antichrist is going to take his seat. He's going to be revealed among the men of the earth from the mountain. He's going to proclaim to be God. He's going to have the false prophet bring down fire from the heavens and perform miraculous wonders, healing, death, just as Christ did, and John the Baptist. Understand where we are at today. We are at a pivotal point. Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Watts, made it very clear. We are running out of time. The sand in the hourglass is very quickly emptying out top to bottom. And when it's over, folks, God is not going to flip it over and start again. Don't do that when Christ comes back and takes his world back and sets up his kingdom and his government right here on this earth where it's going to be perfect for about 1,000 years. Until again, Satan will be loosed for just a short time. Folks, we are in the end of this age. Normalcy that what we knew 30 and 40 and 50 years ago, and even some who probably are listening now 60 years ago, has changed. Life is no longer simple. Life is no longer easy. Everything's complicated. Everything's complex. Everything is technical. We went into that technical age where, just like the Jetsons, virtual banking from an ATM outside a drive-up window, and you talk to somebody virtually, and they control the machine all today. Dangest thing I ever saw. But as we come into this era of this technology, understand the technology is going faster. Our world is going faster. The days are going faster. The time is going faster. Everything's going faster and faster and faster until what? You spin so fast that you catch fire. We need a revival in America. We need a revival around the world. We need to start thanking God, praising God, and quit taking for granted everything this our Lord has given us. Everything that God has given us, we've taken for granted. People saying, I'll wait till the last minute. There will not be a last minute. It'll come to the time you're going to make a choice. You're either going to go for Jesus Christ or you're going to go for the Antichrist. You're either going to take the mark to buy, sell, trade, eat, and have toilet paper, or you won't. You'll be a criminal hunted down like a dog because you failed to comply with the beast government that is in place right now. It's coming. It's not been revealed, but it's coming. And I will say this. If Barack Hussein Obama gets that seat in the U.N., don't tell you. I didn't tell you so. Many people have their ideology, they have their own thinking process, and their own opinion. Granted, this is my opinion, but what I see from prophecy that has been fulfilled, what I see and know knowledgeable-wise about this man? What I've seen and watched over the last 9 years, 7 years of his presidency? How can you not know? How can you not know? A man who has made God's law laughing stock. He wants to take your guns away, but yet he wants to arm Syrian refugees, whatever, ISIS, which they did. They lit them up. They gave them everything they wanted. Mr. John McCain is one of those men. Mr. John Kerry is another one. I had a beer with Barack Obama. Better wake up, America. You better wake up, Christians. It's time to sell your cloak and take up your sword. It's time to wait until we must take defense. Not offense. Our men and women in the military today are downtrodden. They're beaten. They're tired. And yet, we have a president who says we have the greatest military in the world when he has cut our military to shreds. He's taken away their individual freedoms and rights, where now you can't even have a Bible in your own room. Can't even say Jesus on a base. Pretty bad when somebody's offended so badly by the name of Jesus. It's really bad. We're in that era, folks. And remember Matthew 24. Read it. Jesus tells us what's going to happen. Long before John got the revelation, Jesus told it. Jesus made it very clear in Matthew 24 what was going to happen. John came back and defined it. We have to understand the parables that were given to us by Christ and the stories and the revelations given to us by John in that time frame is what John saw. John just wrote down what he saw. God, the angels, Christ. Really, really take this American day of prayer. We really need to do this if we're going to get America back. Get our country back on track. And I'm telling you, folks, these career politicians, these billionaires running for office, it sounds too good to be true. Probably is. And we have to go back and look at what Barack Obama did when he took office. Look at what he promised. Look at what he lied about. Look at these illegal bills, these illegal laws, these illegal executive orders. And I'm not saying Barack Obama's without, or anybody else is without this sin, but even George Bush made a screw up when he wanted an executive order for the Patriot Act. Loopholes. In which a lying, deceitful Muslim president used to his advantage to further it with the NDAA. We've all been lied to, folks. We've had the hood pulled over our eyes. We've had the sand thrown in our face. But when it comes right back to the brass tacks of everything, the foundation of our world goes back to God Almighty. Not to anyone else. His laws were first. He was first. Adam was first. Cain and Abel. Murder. Pretty bad when there's no empathy in this world today where people can't even walk down the street without being shot, killed. Named or blown up. What has our world come to? It's falling apart. people, killing people for nothing, all in the name of a race or gender choice. Christian or not, take your head off. That's where our world's at. Do you like it? Do you like living in hatred? Do you like living in filth? Do you like knowing that you don't know where you're going to end up on the other side of this world? Do you not know where and when and how? What's right in front of you? Predicted? Judge made it clear one time when I stood in front of him, he said, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, you know what? Ignorance of God's law is no excuse. What's right in front of us? It's going to start happening where Christians are going to be locked up. Remember, Mr. Obama wants our guns, but he also wants a mental health check. And guess what, folks? Patriots and veterans alike, and any Christian that has a firearm, will be found to be mentally incompetent. Then they got you. They got you right where they want you. Good way to disarm people. Make them all crazy. Take their stuff. It's coming. It's coming fast. Unless we stop it. The only way, the only solution, the only answer, to get by God back into our country. Back to the foundations that our country is founded on. Back on the foundations that God set before us with Moses. Just remember, you keep denying Jesus Christ. You keep denying God. And when it comes time for you to stand in front of that judgment seat, well, it's going to suck to be you. That's the truth. Because Jesus is not going to know you. He's not going to approve of you to the Father. And then you're going to be turned over to the person that took you and trimmed you and told you that it's okay. Nobody will know. You go out here and you send some more. The day and age of everything's okay as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else or over. Now it's everybody's offended by what everybody else does. Now I'm going to say this. I'm going to make myself very crystal clear. First off, I do not condone what Islam is doing, and I'm not going to condemn it, but I am going to say that I believe that this is all part of the end times, and I believe this is all part of the end of the age. I'm not going to condone homosexuality, nor am I going to condemn it. Jesus said he came down here to not condemn, but to fulfill the law. Therefore, it's not my place to judge you, but it's my place to inform you that you do these things, and you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Scoffers, mockers. 1 Timothy. Mocking God, scoffing God. Where's your God at? Why isn't he here? Yeah, he really exists. Well, let me tell you, folks, like I said before, God's timing is perfect. He does things for his benefit and glory. And we have to sometimes understand that that is a hard pill to swallow. Patience is a virtue. Pride is not. Jesus got baptized, stood in the river with John, and God was pleased with his son. Why can't we as a nation, and as a whole, as Christian people, make God pleased with us and do what is right? Pray, 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 because that's the only answer I can tell you right now. That is the simple solution to our main problem. Wickedness and sin in this world are rampant. Rampant. how many of you have a friend, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, brother, sister, who are of a different color? I'll tell you, I got many brothers, sisters, friends, grouped up nationality. And I love them all the same, equally. I pray for them all equally. Folks, it's about 20 minutes to 3 my time, or excuse me, 4 my time, 20 minutes to 3 yours. I'm going to, on my Facebook page, I'm going to start a page. And I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to call it the Prayer Request and Praise for Comment page. I'm not sure what I'll actually call it. You can check my page under Arizona Harding on either page. I'm going to start this page up. Put your prayer requests in there, and then every day that I open it up, I can see what requests are needed. My list is long as it is, but I don't care because that's part of what I do. I see your request, and I say a prayer to the Lord and ask that it be addressed. And ask God to touch you, no matter what it may be. I also want to say this. Many, many people across this country are watching many people die. Dan Haggerty, Bob Denver, Gilligan. We're in that era, folks, where many of the echelons of the higher ranks are starting to fall off the face of the earth. I see more of it. A lot more. We've come to this point in our time where everybody's wanting answers. And I'm giving it to you. Right here. Simple answer. Pray. Pray for America. Pray for your family. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your friends. Pray for everybody, anybody that says, hey, I've got a problem. I have a problem. I have many problems. And some of you know them, and some of you don't. I have family in nursing home. My father, and I'm going to ask you all this. I hope that you would pray for my father this Thursday as he's going to have a surgery. Day surgery, but he has a pacemaker and he has heart issues, and I'm just going to ask you to pray for him on Thursday. His name is Gerald. If you pray for him, I would greatly appreciate it. And also pray for my family as well. My uncle here are in rehab at a nursing home, and family for them as well. There's many others that I've seen on Facebook who have asked me for their prayers and asked me for their guidance and their instruction. I've given them the instruction and guidance that I can and the counsel I can to the best of my ability. And folks, if I ever have made or led anyone wrong, I would hope that you would come to me first before going behind my back and attacking me through my friends. I'm a man and I have a temper and I do get angry. And I can forgive those who have come against me just as Christ did. And I do. I don't have to like it. And I don't have to eat with them. And I don't have to live with them. So therefore, I forgive them, pray for them, and go on. Maybe that's what Jesus meant by pray for your enemy and kick the dust off your feet. Maybe that's what he meant by that. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to close. It's a little early. I'm going through towns, and I'm getting ready to get on the interstate. So I want to say a short prayer, and then I'll let Clinton take over from there. Dear Heavenly Father, come today. I'm glad that you give me what I need at the moments that I need them, because right now I'm lost without my references and books. Guide me and instruct me, Lord, as you have every day. And thank you, Lord, for what you've bestowed upon me and what you've allowed me to do. And thank all these people, Lord. I thank each and every one of them. Because without them, without you, this ministry and this radio program and the radio programs that I've just recently started, Clinton's going to be a part of as well, that we all understand that, Lord, we need your help, and we're asking for it. We're asking for you to come in and interject, intervene into our country and hear our pleas that our world and our country are falling apart. And you're the only one, Lord, that can stop that. Lord, comfort those who are in need, lost loved ones this past week. Plus, wrap your loving arms around them. Those big, loving, warm arms that hung on a cross one day. And if you don't happen to know Jesus Christ today, I suggest you find a friend or a minister, pastor, church minister, youth minister. Tell them you want to know about Jesus. Tell them you want to know who Jesus is. He'll lead you in the sinner's prayer. That sinner's prayer goes something like this. Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner. Get all the filthy, nasty rags. I know that you died on a cross for me. I know you hung there, and I know that you were resurrected 3 days later, took the weight of my sins upon your shoulders, died for me, and rose again with your promise that I would have eternal life. Forgive me. Come into me. Take my life over. That I know that you are the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Take you into my life, into my heart, that you, Lord, are the captain of my ship. And that you, Lord, will give me a place in paradise. Father, please bless our country again. Come down here and help us. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Clinton, you would please, sir?
Yes, sir. I do appreciate you taking the time again to come on and share God's powerful message with the people. Because at this point in time in our country, we are lost without Jesus Christ.
And you know, Clinton, I will say this. If we really think about it, our answer is that four-letter word. Pray. Five, six-letter word. I'm sorry. Four-letter word as in pray. Pray for America. That's the reason why I'm saying January 30th, January 31st, 24 hours, fast, pray to God for our country to come back.
Amen.
Well, brother, listen, I'm in traffic, and I need to kind of tie this up, get off of here. God bless you. Thank you, Clint. You can, get on with the New Life Ministries Alpha and Omega Project, Blog Talk Radio. Not sure the next show that I'll do. Hopefully this coming week, maybe Monday or Tuesday. So with that being said, Clint, God bless you. Thank you, sir, for your support and what I'm going through. I appreciate it fully. I know that people appreciate it.
Amen.
And you have a wonderful day. And to everybody out there, God bless. Godspeed. God be with our troops and the men in Oregon as well.
All right. Be safe out there, Arizona.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Well, folks, there you have the powerful message from Reverend Arizona E. Harding. It may not have been the message that he wanted to share with you because of his situation where he's driving, but it's still a very powerful and impactful message that really and truly relates to what our country needs today. And as Arizona said earlier, there's going to be a day of prayer that he wants you to just set aside 24 hours. hours to 48 hours on the 30th and 31st of January. And don't go on the internet, and definitely not Facebook. So with that being said, God bless you. God bless our troops overseas in harm's way. And may God bless America. Good night.